This week, Montgomery County prosecutors filed the first criminal charges against Bill Cosby over alleged sexual assault. But there's a backstory. The momentum for the case picked up steam this summer when an Associated Press reporter won a court battle and got a big scoop. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
There's this testy exchange in the movie Spotlight about the Boston Globe's investigation into child sex abuse in the Roman Catholic Church between the paper's recently appointed editor and its publisher.
You want to sue the Catholic Church?
We're just filing a motion, but yes.
You think it's that important?
Yes, I do.
In real life, the Globe's motion persuaded a judge to unseal documents that turned out to be some of the most damning evidence against the church. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office says the sexual assault charges leveled against Cosby were triggered in a similar way. Attorneys for Associated Press reporter Mary Claire Dale filed a motion to unseal depositions of Cosby answering questions from investigators in a civil case. On July 6th, the judge granted her motion, and prosecutors say the buzz it created made them re-examine the case.
It was a very good day.
Attorney Gail Sprawl represented Dale on the motion. The documents could have been unsealed 2 years after the civil case settled, but nobody tried.
She's been very persistent. Obviously, we have a lot of respect and admiration for what reporters do because we represent them for that reason all the time. And she never forgot.
Sprawl says the story generated from the unsealed interviews was a big scoop, but they didn't anticipate the criminal charges to follow. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents dozens of Cosby accusers, says Cosby's deposition may have stayed out of the public eye forever, but
I think the Associated Press wanted transparency, and they were able to get transparency.
Washington Post media critic Eric Wemple says Cosby's attacks on the media for picking up stories of accusers really backfired.
Adds a little bit of schadenfreude on top, adds a little bit of mustard on top that Cosby's lawyers, made these arguments that it was a violation of privacy.
But well before the bombshell scoop, Wemple says the media dropped the ball on the Cosby story.
I mean, like, these women have been around for a long time. So I think that it's important that the media sort of make up for its sins and errors and omissions in this particular story.
Cosby's set to appear in court again in 2 weeks. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.